Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fourth. The DH, Chris James. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Donald Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting ninth. The DH, Chris Hoyles. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Mitchell. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webster for the out. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nixon hits a line drive off the glove of Phelps, and into shallow right field. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux strikes out. The ball gets by Alomar. He chases the ball to the backstop. Nixon scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan takes first base on 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Worthington takes first base on 4. Milligan moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kaminsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. James hits a pop-up into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phelps hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell fires to first and has Alomar trapped. There's the throw to Ripken, who tags Alomar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster strikes out. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James strikes out. 1 out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Webster reaches second base with a double. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Maldonado is 0-for-2 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to third. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-0. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. Phelps is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Worthington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Melvin hits a line drive into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaminsk takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Furman moves to second. Mark Williamson now pitching. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Rudy Cines now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0-for-3 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a line drive into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Worthington strikes out. 1 out. Joe Orsulak pinch hits for Brad Kaminsk. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Orsulak hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Joe Orsulak now playing right field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley pinch hits for Donald Nixon. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Finley hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Devereaux steals second. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to third. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Milligan is walked intentionally. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Milligan moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Finley now playing left field. Greg Olson now pitching. Carlos Berga pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Webster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Carlos Berga now playing shortstop. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Valdez fields it and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. 1 out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Orsolac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsolac is walked intentionally. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hoyles is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.